It is your Wednesday morning wake up here, the Early Bird Hour on 1320 WILS. The first half hour today, we're going to kind of recap a lot of the information that we got in regarding the strong storms that blew through Ionia County. Missed a lot of them, at least the heaviest portion, the city of Lansing. But in the city of Portland, they didn't fare so well. An actual tornado there. Many houses damaged, many businesses damaged, some businesses destroyed. Jim Masco is a meteorologist with the Weather Service in Grand Rapids who joins us now this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So you were in Portland. I understand you were doing the survey in the aftermath. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I managed to get over there about 4:30 yesterday and got to walk around with emergency services and take a look.
So you were there approximately 2 hours after the touchdown was first reported. We understand it happened just around between 2:30 and 2:40, and by about 2:40 Eastern time, it was all over. So did you kind of cross from, I guess, the route of the storm, or do you backtrack your way in? That's kind of what I did last night on the freeway. I backtracked my way in, kind of the reverse course that the tornado took.
Well, coming from the Grand Rapids area, we started on the west side of town where the initial touchdown occurred. Just a couple miles to the northwest of the city of Portland, right along East Grand River Road there. So we made our way into town and were able to get to some places to talk to some folks about what they experienced and just take an overall picture of what occurred yesterday.
Jim Masco is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. What and I was doing some of that too, different. You know, I was looking for, you know, just to get their stories and what they had seen as eyewitnesses. You take some of that too. You look more scientifically. What are you looking at to determine if it's a tornado versus, let's say, something we've seen in the city of Lansing before, which is very severe straight line wind?
Fortunately for the damage in this case, it was substantial and it was not great for those folks living there for sure. But tornadic damage typically presents a very broad and unique pattern of damage. Debris is scattered, it's lofted into places. Sometimes you have wood embedded into other items, where straight line wind damage tends to just fall, you know, left to right or in a straight line, mm-hmm. and doesn't do much unusual stuff. So when we see an unusual pattern to the damage right away, that lends us to believe that the winds were rotating versus moving straight.
Do you think this was hopping and skipping, and you know what I mean by that, or did, once it was down, did it stay down for a kind of a, what you would say, a significant amount of both time and distance?
This one appeared to pretty much follow. There's a little bit of change in terrain. We have a little bit of hilly up and down as you go through the city of Portland, and this mm-hmm. appeared to kind of hit the tops of the hills. So not that there's that much change from the bottom of the hills to the top, but this one managed to kind of skirt the top of the hills. So it wasn't a continuous path, even though the track was pretty much northwest to southeast in a straight line.
Jim Masco is a meteorologist with National Weather Service. He did the survey in Portland last night, assessing the damage from yesterday's very strong storm that came through in a tornado. It was labeled as an F1. Explain, Jim, that the scale of how that works, because it sounds unimpressive until you actually see what an F1 can do, and that's not unimpressive.
Right, and what the Fujita scale is, a measure of wind damage, and basically we have categories that go from F0 all the way up to F5, and F5 is a 200-mile-per-hour-plus wind, and that type of damage that occurs with that type of wind is similar to what we saw in Moore, Oklahoma a couple of years ago, where the entire town is wiped out, every tree is stripped of all its barks and leaves, so it could be very, very much worse. An EF1 tornado is actually considered on the scale to be a weak tornado, along with F0, so we saw what is scientifically and technically a weak tornado. We saw the kind of damage we saw, and we realized as we look back today that if we had an F2, F3, the damage could have been much, much worse, and we could have had significant loss of life. So we were very fortunate we didn't have that yesterday.
Well, follow up on that a little bit, because, again, if you didn't know the facts ahead of time, getting the emergency reports, if you had just walked on the scene or driven on the scene like I did last night and looked at it, would you have said, Jim, that I imagine there are more serious injuries than there actually were?
Yes, I think we absolutely were very lucky yesterday, especially when you consider the Goodwill store and a number
right.
of the homes that had their roofs ripped off. And one of the very fortunate things that we noticed in the damage that we surveyed was that most of the trees that were knocked over, large trees, uprooted or snapped in half, fortunately did not typically land on homes, and that's usually where we see a lot of injuries in our EF1 type tornadoes, when trees fall on top of homes. And fortunately, for this event, we avoided that. And the other part of this too is that the folks of Portland were paying attention. They knew it was going to be a bad weather day. They took the right action, and a lot of folks we talked to went to their shelter, went to their basement, hunkered down till the storm went by, and that was a big player in the fact that we didn't have more injuries or fortunately anybody killed from this event.
Jim, I spoke with two different witnesses. One was actually very lucky because the roof ripped off above her. She said she was paralyzed by fear, couldn't even really take shelter at that point. And then for the grace of God, she was lucky. But she was downtown. The other one was out on the business strip, which is a couple miles away, where this thing was rolling. Neither one of them heard a siren. Would there have been a siren that have gone off with this? Because there are tornado warning sirens that are regularly tested in Portland, as in our other communities in Michigan.
Correct. And the community of Portland would be responsible for sounding those sirens. They operate them, and typically those will go off when there is a tornado warning. And in this case, the tornado occurred so quickly, was underneath the radar beam, as you mentioned earlier, for the most part, did the damage and moved on, and it wasn't there enough for us to even detect it really on radar until after the fact. So
right.
There wasn't the ability for us, both with the science and the technology that we have, to predict this ahead of time, and that would be the reason that the siren technology was not activated, because there was just not any way for us to see this ahead of time. And unfortunately in Michigan, these smaller tornadoes like this, these weak EF1 and EF0 tornadoes on our scale, are those type we see most often 90% of the time for our tornadoes. But they're also the nearest impossible to predict ahead of time.
And Jim, that's what we tweeted out earlier when yesterday, last night, was did this happen so fast that it was impossible to move it from the watch to the warning stage? And you're saying, indeed, that is exactly what occurred. Jim Masco is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids. He was out doing the survey afterwards. Again, summing it up, definitely a tornado, an F1 tornado. It did a lot of damage. It could have done more bodily harm, and for that we're lucky.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Dave.
Jim Masco, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, of course, in Grand Rapids. More coming up here in the Morning Wake Up. We're going to visit one-on-one with some people who survived that storm and were eyewitness, and including one victim who's very lucky to be alive today. More coming up with that. 1320 WILS.